Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you the praise and the glory. Your name is high and lifted up, and you are the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And unto you, Lord, we are gathered this morning, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you glorify yourself, even as we lift you up this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. And let all needs be met this morning, Lord. Fulfill even our desires, Lord, the desire of our souls. And Lord, we glorify you. We give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Come on, let's give the Lord a big round of applause. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning I want to, for just a few minutes, talk on the subject of Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord. He is the Alpha and the Omega. That's my subject this morning, just a brief exhortation that I want to give from the Word of God. I'm going to start here in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 8. Now, a background to this story, of course, you know, some of you may know this, but if you don't know, John, one of the disciples of Jesus, had been banished to an island called Patmos. And on one particular day that he was seeking the Lord, on the Sabbath day, you know, the Lord appeared to him and began to give him some things to write and so forth. And then when the Lord appeared to him, here's what he said to him in Revelation 1 and verse 8. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. How many of you like the sound of that? Well, you know, one of the things the Lord told me is we don't lift up the Lord enough. We don't praise the Lord enough. I had a different message that I wanted to do today, you know, but as the Lord began to move on me, I said, well, you know, and he said, well, we don't lift him up enough. But, you know, so he led me to this message, and I said, well, that sounds good. Alpha and Omega. And let's find out today, you know, what that's all about. So Jesus appeared to him and said, I am Alpha and Omega. Now, those are Greek letters, you know, Alpha and Omega. And it means the beginning and the ending. It could also mean the first and the last. You know, so we're going to find out what all that means here this morning. In also verse 11 of the same chapter, he said, John was saying, look, you know, I looked to see who was talking, you know, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, and this voice said to him in verse 11, said, I am Alpha and Omega. Now that's the second time he's saying it. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And then he began to give him instructions of what he wanted him to do. You know, so I'm not going into the instruction part, but I'm just going into the introduction that Jesus gave of himself. You know, one time he came, you know, the Bible says he was the Son of Man, and even when one person came to him and said, good master, you know, what is the greatest commandment and so forth? The Lord turned around and said, why are you calling me good master? Well, not this time, you know. This time he announced himself. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. That's exactly who he is. Praise ye the name of the Lord. He had finished the role where he came, you know, as the Son of Man, you know, and he died for our sins and so forth, you know. He was already resurrected and being at the right hand of God, exalted. Now he comes back as the Alpha and the Omega. You say, was Jesus? Is that Jesus? Well, absolutely. You know, he's the same man. You know, just so that you make no mistake about who is talking here, listen to what he said to him in verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. So we know that's Jesus. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. 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 He even says amen to it himself. And have the keys of hell and death. You know, so, you know, we know it was the Lord Jesus that appeared to him right there. And he puts his stamp on it right there and say, I am Alpha and Omega. Oh my. Now let's see, you know, there are very many different revelations in the name Alpha and Omega. You know, it could mean the beginning and the ending, and that could mean one thing, and it could mean the first and the last, and that could mean a different thing. I mean, of course, they mean the same thing, but I'm going to give, you know, various revelations and viewpoints this morning of what the Alpha and Omega could mean. Now, beginning and the ending. You know, let's take a look at that. You know, of course, he said, I am the beginning and I am the ending. You know, so that means there was nobody before him, if he's the beginning. And that means there is nobody out behind him, if he is the ending. You know, so, you know, again, it's the first and the last. Well, you know, let's see a few other scriptures where he announces himself like that. Revelation chapter 21. And verse 26. Verse 6. Let's see what he says there in Revelation 21 and 6. How he announces himself here. And he says, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And he puts a promise there also that I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And in Revelation 22 and verse 13, he said, I am Alpha and Omega again, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So he puts it all together right there. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now let's talk about the first and the last for just a minute. You know, everybody still with me this morning? If you're with me, say amen. Now there are several people in this, you know, auditorium this morning, and if I asked you, if I said, I want everybody to get up. Now I'm not saying that, so don't do it. I'm just saying if I said I want everybody to get up and file out of this auditorium, you know, and you know, I told somebody stand over here and take a note of, you know, the first person to leave and the last person to leave, and then let me know who they are, you know. So everybody gets up and everybody files out, you know, and then at the end we take a note of the first person that left and the last person that left. Well, here's the question that I'm going to pose to you this morning. If the first person that left the building was also the last person that left the building. Now look around. We got a lot of people here this morning. You know, so if, and I said to you, everybody leave. You know, and then I take note of the first person that left and the last person that left. Well, what does that mean? You know, I don't know if there's anybody here that can understand that, but what it means is this. Let me put it to you real simply. It only means that there was one person in here. How many of you understand that?
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, if you have 100 people or so, and they file out, and the first person that left was the last person that left, there could not have been one person. Yes. You know, so, for the first person to bear the same as the last person, that means there was only one person. How many of you can understand that?
Yes.
If you understand, you give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you say, why is that important? Well, we're going to find out in the book of Isaiah why it is important, you know, because this is the only way, you know, that God reveals himself to the elect at the end of the age. You know, the knowledge of God, you know, and who he is was hidden in Jesus Christ, but it's revealed to the elect at the end of the age. You say, revealed to the elect, yeah, so that we can praise him for who he is. Now, let's find out what he says. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 44, and we're going to show why this is important. And I will read verses 6 through 8. Isaiah 44. I have a few verses that I'm going to read here in Isaiah. Different chapters of Isaiah. This first one that I will read is in Isaiah chapter 44. And I'm going to read verses 6 through 8. And here's what he said. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me, there is no God. So that's why that is important. Now there's only one God. You know, so, you know, if he's the first, and if he's the last, that makes it the same person. How many of you can say amen to that? Well, you know, you can't be the first, and you can't be the last if you are different people. It just doesn't work. You know, so I already showed you that. You know, so, you know, now some people think that, you know, there are different people in the Godhead. You know, they actually think that. They think that God, the Father, is different from Jesus Christ, the Son, and, you know, is different from the Holy Spirit. That's nonsense. You hearing me this morning? That's nonsense. There is only one God. You cannot be the first, and be the last if you are different. It's impossible. I mean, even nature tells you that. You know, I mean, I just already proved it to you by the example I gave. Everybody filing out, the first person and the last person. You cannot be the same if it's different people. It's impossible. You know, the only way that the first can be the last is it has to be the same person. Yeah. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Well, you know, we laid it out right there, you know. So, you know, and that's the way that the Lord represents himself. You know, he is the first to say, beside me, there is no God. You know, and Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4 will tell you that same thing. He says, hear, O Israel, and O elect of God sitting here this morning, or all over the world, wherever you may be, you know, the Lord thy God is one Lord. You know, there is no two persons that can make that up. You know, it's only the same. And the same, he is the first and on the last. So let's find out here. Verse 7 of Isaiah 44. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me? Since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have I not declared it, that ye are my witnesses? Is there a God beside me? He said, yea, there is no God. I know not any. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is one of the very few things that God doesn't know. He said, I don't know another God. Oh my. You can't find it. You can go up. You know, one time the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, you know, that, you know, people generally swear by somebody greater than themselves. So God also one thing to confirm the promise that he made to Abraham by an oath. So he looked for somebody greater. Because when you want to swear, you have to look for somebody greater than yourself to swear by. So God himself, well, said, well, let me find somebody greater here to swear by. So he looked in the heavens. He looked under the earth. He looked everywhere else. He couldn't find anybody. So for finding nobody, he swore by himself. I am Alpha and Omega. And that's all you need to know. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yes, and we're going somewhere with this message this morning. And those that believe it, you know, that's what separates them from the world. And that's what's going to translate the elect, you know, because the power of God is in that revelation right there. Now, let's see what it says here in Isaiah 43 and verses 10 to 11. Isaiah 43 verses 10 to 11. Say, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Ye are my servant in whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. That makes him the first. Neither shall there be any after me. So that makes him the last. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Oh my. There is no other Savior. You can read that also in Acts chapter 4 verses 11 and 12. It will tell you that neither is there salvation in any other. Because this is the very rock. The stone that was rejected by the builders. But he became the head of the corner. And there is no salvation in any other name that is given among men whereby we can be saved. Only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, beside me, there is no Savior. Now let's read Hosea. Hosea is right after the book of Daniel. Hosea chapter 13. And verse 4. Hosea 13 and verse 4. He said, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt. Now, so the Lord sometimes he tells them, because, you know, Ephraim and the rest of them, they went a-whoring after different other gods. So God, he sent this prophet here and he was reminding them, you know, look, I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt. You know, and thou shalt know no other God, small g, but me. For there is no Savior beside me. There's no other way that you can find salvation except, you know, he said it's in me. And that's what he said. You know, he said, I am the first and I am the last. And there is no other Savior beside me. Let's read a few more verses here quickly in Isaiah 45. I'm going to read verse 5. And also verse 21. Isaiah 45. Now when I'm done reading all of these, you know, I'm going to say something that the Lord wants us to hear. Isaiah 45 and verse 5. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. You know what? The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, now how many times is he going to say it over and over again? I am the Lord and there is none else. And there is no God beside me. You can call him God if you want. You can call him Lord. You can see how they spell the Lord here. It's capital L-O-R-D. You know, that's Elohim. You know, that's the eternal God. That's Jehovah. You know, you can call him that if you want. And then when he drops down here on the Isle of Patmos and shows himself, he uses exactly the same phrases again. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. You know, and that, so that tells you who he is. Same person right there. Now he said, beside me, there is no God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 21 of Isaiah 45. Let's see what it says. Verse 21. I'm going to read the last part of it. He said, have not I, you know, the Lord? Well, let me just read the whole verse. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? He said, and there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me.
Hallelujah.
How many of you would like the sound of that? Oh yes, there is no God beside the Lord. And there is no Savior like him. Let's read a couple more verses here in Isaiah, and then we'll bring out a revelation here that the Lord wants me, you know, to share with us. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 12. Isaiah 48 and verse 12. He says, hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel, my called. Are you the called of the Lord? Anybody here this morning, the call of the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, yes. He said, I am he. Who? You know, I am he. I am the first. And I am also the last. Well, you know, of course, we know it was God that was talking here. You know. But Jesus, he used the same context when he spoke. In fact, that's one of the reasons they took up stones to try to kill him. You can read the book of John, chapter 8. And he began to tell them in verse 24 of John 8. He used the same context right there. He said, except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. And he said, wow. You know. And then they took up stones finally to kill him because he said, I and my Father are one. And he said, well, you know, you being a man, you make yourself God, and that's it. You know, you've gone too far this time. So they wanted to kill him. You know, but Jesus said, well, you know, Jesus said, well, you know, for the truth I came, and I have to always speak the truth. And if I don't speak the truth, I will be a liar like the rest of you. You know, so I got to always speak the truth. So he said it exactly the way it was. Jeremiah chapter 32. Now we're going to the revelating part of this message. Jeremiah chapter 32. You know, because he is the Alpha and the Omega, you know, let's see what he can do for you. Jeremiah chapter 32. And I'm going to read at verse 17. Ah, Lord God, he said, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and thy stretched out arm. How many of you believe the Lord created the heaven and the earth? Don't listen to any of that nonsense. You know, that people tell you that this stuff evolved out of something. Oh, no, sir. The Lord, he created it. He put it out there by his word. He created the heaven and the earth by his great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. He said, thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Oh, he said he is great in counsel. He is mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And here's what the word of the Lord came to him in verse 26 and said to him, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold. See, the Lord's going to tell him exactly what Jeremiah's been saying here. But he's going to put a stamp on it right there. He said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything that is too hard for me? Is there anything that you are facing this morning that you think may be too hard for you? Well, it may be for you, but not for the Lord. Because he is Jehovah. How many of you say amen to that? That's right. He's the first and I'm the last. And you know, you've got to unify your faith in him just like that. Just like he himself, you know, is unified. You know, and when you believe that with all your heart, you know, then all things are possible to him that believes. He said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything that is too hard for me at all? Well, you know, today, let us just imagine how great he is. You know, and let us think of his magnitude and his greatness. And let us think of, you know, the goodness of the Lord, you know, in calling us his own and giving us life like that of his son. He said, let the life also of Jesus be made manifest in our mortal bodies. Now, this very same one that appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, he said, he made, like I said, the same claim, said, I am Alpha and Omega. Well, let's see all the things that he did in the beginning, and let's see the things that he can do for you. You know, if you recognize his power here, in Colossians chapter 1, let's see what the Lord can do, what he has done, and what he can do for you. Colossians chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 16 through 9. And we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ here. And it says, for by him were all things created that are in the heaven. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
And that are in the earth, visible and invisible. Even the things that you don't see, the Lord created them all. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. Remember, I am the beginning now. Oh yes. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning. See, the church, just like him. See, that's a revelation right there. See, so we, you know, are his body, and he is the head. And Jesus Christ is the beginning. Again, he says it. And he is the firstborn from the dead. And that in him all things, that in all things rather, he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. It's all in him. You can't find anything else outside him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now in the book of Exodus chapter 3, God was fixing to send Moses. And he came up against that, you know, the flame. And he saw that, you might say, the eternal flame. The Lord spoke right out of him. And Moses said, well, you know, who is it that I should say sent me? And he would tell him in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. He said, I am that I am. I am that I am. What does that mean? It's like, you know, the self-existence, existent one. You know, he's always been and always will be. Hallelujah. Even Jesus, he told them, you know, was talking to them in John chapter 8. You know, and, you know, they were arguing different things with him. You know, and he said, look, your father Abraham, he rejoiced to see my day. They said, well, you know, we always knew you were crazy. You know, see, this is the proof right here, they told him. You are not even 50 years old. And you are claiming that you have seen Abraham. And Jesus turned around and said, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. And he goes right back to the eternal flame and quoted the same thing right here in Exodus 3 and 14. And he told him, just like he told Moses, I am that I am. And he told all those people standing right there, before Abraham was. He didn't say I was. Before Abraham was, I am that I am. Oh my. If you only understand that, you'll be jumping for joy. This is the same God that has called you by his name. And he is with you today. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. For you to know him. And if you are in here today, you say, well, you know, what is that all about? Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. To know who he is To recognize and to believe on him is to have eternal life. There is no other way. The scripture puts it point blank. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20, here's what it says. You know, what I just said in a different way. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20, here's the way it puts it. He said, and we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, this is the true God and eternal life. Now, for you to know him, that's how you have eternal life. And if you say, well, I want to know him this morning, and I want to have that eternal life, you know, then we are going to invite you, you know, to just turn your life over to him. But if you have already known him, you already know him this morning, you know, you're already a child of God, you've already given your life to Christ, you know, but you are living in defeat. You are living a life, you know, that is not exactly glorifying God. You know, perhaps, you know, you are still, you know, in the byways or in the hedges. You know, even though you say you are a believer, you know, you're still walking in darkness. Now remember, Jesus said, he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness. You know, today is the day for you to recognize, you know, that you've got the Alpha and the Omega. You know, you've got the beginning and the ending of all things. And if you want to look at the beginning as the ending, as, you know, a span, then you might say it this way. You might say he's the beginning. You might say he's the ending. You might even say he fills everything in between. You know, because there is nothing before and after him. But if you want to look at him, you know, the other way that we showed it, you know, you can see that he's talking about his oneness. That I am the first, and I am also the last. And when you know, when you, if you commit your life, you begin your life's journey with the Lord. You know, he will be with you from the beginning, even up to the very end. Because he is the first, and he is the last. How many of you can say praise the Lord to that? Now, we say the Alpha and Omega, absolutely. This morning, just a short exhortation. I want us to think about that this morning. I want you to think about what the name of the Lord really means. Because Jesus said himself, he said, I am Alpha and Omega. You know, and he, you know, people gave him so many different names. The angel announced his name. He said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Because he will be, you know, he will save his people from their sin. But when he came back, he announced himself. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. Oh my. And at the end of the age, you know, he's revealing himself now like he was in the beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is revealing himself. He has all power. When John saw him, the Bible says his eyes were like lightning. You know, his head was like, you know, hair was like wool and so forth. His feet were like burning brass. You know, when he spoke, it was like many waters roaring. It was like thunder, sir, that roared. Oh, and he fell at his feet like dead. Now, this was the same John that used to lean upon him when they sat in the meal together and so forth. Not this time, boy. Because when he came back this time, he was Alpha and Omega. Oh, my. You know, he showed them in Matthew 17, took them into the mount. They call it the Mount of Transfiguration. And he just showed a little bit of his glory. And they saw in such a glory and splendor, and they said, wow. You know, he peeled that back and showed that glory. Well, today, this is the one with whom we have to deal. You know, he is the first of everything, and he is the last. That means you can't find anything else after him, and beside him there is no other Savior. And if you want him to be the first, and if you want him to be the last for you, all you've got to do is turn your life over to him. And today I want the church this morning to praise his name, because he is high and he is lifted up. You know, there is no other God beside him. There is a song that we sing, you know, he said, you know, I am Alpha and Omega, and there is no God beside me. You see, he said, I am revealed, you know, hidden in Jesus, but revealed to the elect. That's the way he is. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, do you understand that this morning? If you understand that, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you understand that, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh, you ought to be more excited if you understand that he is the Alpha and Omega. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the devil would like to split him up, cut him up into different pieces, you know, and so forth, but that's not going to work. You know, he is the first and the last. That makes him one person, you know, and there is no other way that you can understand it. Praise God. You know, the brother was speaking earlier, you know, and said, you know, some of the traditional things that we've been taught. Well, some people have been taught different ways. They've been taught three different persons in God. That's never going to work. You know, it's not going to work. There's only one God. For him to be the first and for him to be the last, he has to be the same person. Let's stand to our feet this morning and let's recognize him, you know, as who he is. Now, if you believe that he is God and there is no other God beside him, then he'll answer your prayer this morning. Now, if you say, I want this power, I want this God in my life. You know, this is the God that created the universe, for by him all things were created. You know, you might be looking at us this morning and say, what are they talking about? Well, that's the reason you came to church. One of the reasons is for you to know the Lord. Because that's who we represent, is the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here not preaching about ourselves, but preaching about the Lord. And he is that God. And if you want to know him even deeper this morning, you say, well, I don't understand all of that, but I want to know him. Well, he'll help you this morning, and I'm going to pray for you. And if you are new this morning, and this may be the first time that you're hearing a message like this, I know there are many people in this church that I understand and have heard this like this before. You know, but if you are here this morning and it's new to you, and you say, well, gee, I didn't know that it was like that. Well, it is. Because he's the Alpha and the Omega. No, I want you this morning, I want all heads bowed in here this morning as we pray. Every head bowed here this morning as we pray, if you would please. And I want to ask anybody this morning, you say, well, remember what we read in Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. This is the stone that was rejected by the builders, but it has become the head. Or you might say the headstone of the corner. And there is no salvation in any other name but his name. And with all heads bowed this morning, if you would like to turn your life over to him this morning, and if you would like to receive this power of salvation that is able to make you a new creature, I'm going to pray for you and I want to see your hand up. If you're here this morning and you want the Lord to do something new in your life, you just lift up your hands and I'll pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says also that there is joy in heaven over one soul that repents. Now, if you have your hand raised this morning with every head bowed, I want you, if your hand is raised, I want you to step in the aisle and come forward and I'm going to pray with you this morning. Because the Bible says that if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. But if you confess me before men, I will also confess you before my Father that is in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says there is one, even one joy, more for one soul that repents than a thousand that don't need repentance. And as you are here this morning, praise God. You've come unto the Lord. Every service that we come, we always want to give people a chance. Now, if there's somebody else still out there, we see some of them here already. If you are still out there this morning, this is your chance. When we come into the house of God, this is your chance to receive this power in your life. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And if you start your life anew today, he will take you through to the end. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Brother, do you understand that message this morning?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that message this morning, ma'am?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I can see tears of joy in her eyes. The Lord love you this morning, and he will receive you. Now, I want you to lift up your hands, both of you here this morning. Just lift up your hands. And I want you to say with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for revealing yourself to me.
Thank you for revealing yourself to me.
Forgive me all my sins, Lord.
forgive me all my sins.
And I come unto you this morning.
I come unto you this morning.
And I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
And I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
And as I begin this new life with you, Lord.
As I
begin this new life.
Life with you, Lord.
I know you will see me to the end.
I know you will see me through the end.
And I know you are the Alpha and Omega.
I know you are the Alpha.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on, let's welcome them into the family of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You may go back to your seats. I want some people to speak to them after church and make sure that, we make their calling and election sure. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. There is joy in heaven over one soul that repents. Every time that I come and stand in this pulpit, if I can lead one person to Christ, I'm not even going to look at anything else. That's good enough for me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to do this song. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. I want to ask the praise team to come up back on the stage. And let's do that song together. You are Alpha and Omega. And we worship you. Oh, praise the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Put your hands as they are coming. The praise team, they are coming up. You are Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's lift him up. Let's worship him. While the praise team are getting set, I want everybody to lift up your hands and just worship him for a few minutes. Just tell him in your own words how great he is. Oh yes, because he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord, this morning. We praise your name this morning. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Amen.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You are the
Come on, everybody, let's sing it together. Worship him this morning.